You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
This interview is brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa. And we continue to celebrate that 130 years of commitment with the team at SAB. But we're going to be taking a look at the responsible side of the business. I'm joined on the line by the Vice President for Corporate Affairs at SAB, Zoleka Lisa, to take a look at some of SAB's responsible initiatives of late. Zoleka, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. A company like SAB that has the history that SAB has over the years put a lot of products into the market. How do you continue to maintain that 130 years later, understanding that for the industry you operate in, responsibility comes first above everything else?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thank you very much for having me. Indeed, this is our 130th year. And when we think of that heritage, it's not just the quality products that we brew, but it's with a very detailed and unwavering commitment to responsibility. And when we talk about our approach to responsibility and the products we put into the market, we look at them with three lenses. We look at a programmatic approach in driving responsibility, at a product approach, and at a partnerships. We have a program called SAB Shop that looks at responsible driving, responsible trading, and responsible communication. From a product perspective, we've been very deliberate in leaning into consumer insights and understanding what our consumers want to ensure that we are innovating with the right products. And lastly, ensuring that we're finding partners who share our values in order to have scalable, impactful, and measurable solutions that tackle the harmful consumption of alcohol in our country.
Now, Zoleka, we do know the harmful effects of alcohol, and we do know the importance of consuming alcohol responsibly. Let's take a look at last week's event. The Cheers to Responsibility event from SA Breweries is one of the flagship events that SA Breweries puts together to encourage responsible consumption. Can you just take us through just the role of that in communities and the importance of having these conversations with communities on an ongoing basis?
Indeed, Jimmy, it was a very important platform that we had and an important conversation. We invited a range of stakeholders across regulators, media, civil society and the like to our Shamdor Brewery on the West Rand, which is our home of innovation. And as part of that process, we wanted these stakeholders to really understand the process which we follow in terms of brewing our non-alcoholic products and the insights that drive that category. And I think it's a big part of the solution that we see in tackling harmful consumption is creating and innovating what we call balanced choices. So we had the conversation, we saw how these products are made. The audience had and the stakeholders there had an opportunity to taste and ask questions. And effectively, we really want to ensure that we're starting to drive advocacy around people understanding what we call the non-alc portfolio opportunity.
Zoleka, let's dig into that non-alcoholic portfolio of SABs. I mean, to be a company that has 130-year heritage and legacy, to have the South African breweries family be able to brag about owning the largest brewery on the African continent, this is something that many might not think makes sense for you. But take us through the innovation that goes into things like non-alcoholic beverages and catering for that market segment.
So SAB, I think, was one of the first on the continent to introduce non-alcoholic beers at scale in South Africa. In 2017, we introduced Castle Free. More recently, we followed with brands like Corona Zero. And there's a new kid on the block with Brutal Fruit. And this requires that we make investments into the technology and the breweries are optimized as such to create these products. We have to really accelerate innovation. The trends are moving, the way we make the products is moving, and we have to ensure that we are ready as a brewery. We are scaling up the insights team and the consumer teams to ensure that we're understanding what our consumers want. And then we're working with our marketing teams to really, really spread the message that there are alternatives and there are balanced choices. So there's a huge investment. I think in the last 4 or 5 years, we've invested roughly 20 billion rands into our breweries to drive some of these innovations.
Zoleka, do you have a favorite non-alcoholic beverage?
I enjoy a range of them. I would say I'm really looking forward to Brutal Fruit, which is the newest version, Brutal Fruit Zero. It's my favorite non-alc. The brand is great. The liquid is refreshing, and yeah, so it's where I'm at the moment.
And would you encourage individuals out there to try the non-alcoholic range, not from a brand perspective, not from a sales perspective, but just so that they can get a sense of the innovation that's gone into creating that product and the responsibility that comes with it?
Two things, Jimmy. I think I would encourage people to understand the trend. We are really looking to offer people choices. Non-alcoholic innovation is really about giving people choices. That's the lifestyle, so people should understand what those choices are and what's driving them. And then I think be open to try. Be open to try. And there's a range across the different categories of alcohol, and it's really now a growing trend that we're seeing, especially among some of the new entrants into the legal drinking age. And I think it's a positive trend to allow responsible consumption into the future.
Cheers to responsibility and to safeguarding the future of South Africa. And cheers to 130 years of South African breweries. Here's to 130 more. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Vice President for Corporate Affairs at SAB, Zoleka Lisa, for joining us to take a look at the responsible products and the innovative responsibility that's gone into SAB over the last 130 years. This interview was brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
Commitment is not just brewing beer, it's brewing hope. It's brewing dreams.
It's brewing a legacy. For over a century, believing in something bigger. Commitment is brewing a promise to step up when the nation calls. To brew moments that matter, that bring us together. For you, for the next generation, for 130 years and forever. SAB, forever committed to a future with more cheers.
South Africa, be sharp, not for persons under the age of 18.